Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. It's your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey. As I said, all presented by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. You want to download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code Matt. That's my first name, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my name, Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action. While you watch your favorite sports and your favorite players, all you do is pick more or less on two or more player stats, and you watch the winnings roll in. I've been playing Prize Picks for nearly a decade because I enjoy it, and as I said, it's as easy as anything out there. You've got Sweet 16 matchups coming up Thursday and Friday. Major League Baseball is back this week. I'll have all my picks and prize picks and my power plays at Real Matt Lanna on Twitter. But again, download the app, the Prize Picks app today. Use the promo code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. Here's what's coming up on our Ducks Dugout lineup. It's all brought to you by Ducks Dugout. I am going to try to make Braves fans some easy money by taking a look at some season-long projections on what this Braves offense and the Braves pitching might do as the regular season approaches coming up on Thursday. Plus, this was a reunion you could see coming miles and miles away. We'll talk about that for the Braves in a moment. Plus, I don't think anyone can mock the Falcons for these choices. We can mock them for a lot of other reasons, but these choices seem to make a lot of sense. We'll talk about that. Plus, Georgia and Georgia Tech should be feasting on these sweet peaches, but sadly, that's not the case. That's the most annoying tease I've ever written and read, but it'll make sense coming up. I hope you guys have circled the date April 6th from 12:30 to 2 p.m. That's when you can meet Braves legend Andrew Jones, who has an autograph signing scheduled at Ducks Dugout in Marietta. Ducks Dugout has one of the largest memorabilia showrooms in the nation. And I'm telling you, folks, you have to see it to believe it. You can do it April 6th, but I would do it now. Ducks Dugout boasts an 8,000-square-foot showroom with rare and exclusive items, plus a staff with over 20 years' experience in the industry to answer any questions you might have. Whether you're just a big sports fan or a big collector, you've got to see Ducks Dugout to believe it. Go check them out at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. They have another location in Lawrenceville. You can start your shopping experience online at DucksDugout.com and circle the date. Andrew Jones, Braves legend, autograph signing at Ducks Dugout, Saturday, April 6th from 12:30 to 2 p.m. And if you can't make it that day, stop by and drop off whatever item you want Ducks Dugout to get you signed. They'll get it done with Andrew and get it back to you. All right, as we count down now, just two more sleeps before it is opening day for the Braves. Braves will open up in Philadelphia on Thursday at 3:05. Great pitching matchup with Spencer Strider and Zach Wheeler. Now, the weather could be touch and go. I saw mid-50s with some precipitation in the morning, hopefully clearing out in the afternoon. The last thing you want is opening day ruined by rain delays off and on where pitchers have to get up and down. So let's hope that's not the case. Now, the Braves did make one move, and who could have seen this coming? He's back again. Jesse Chavez, after being released by the White Sox, inks a minor league deal with the Braves. This will be the fifth stint with the Braves, fourth alone since the 2021 season began. Jesse was very emotional when he explained what it meant for him to be back with the Braves. Now, Chavez wouldn't be officially added to the Braves roster until after he pitches in a game. He'll pitch on the backfields today. He'll likely get an opportunity at the spot that was looking like it was going to go to Jackson Stevens. And the joke was it was being targeted for the Jesse Chavez role. So Jesse could play the long man role in the bullpen. That's one of the things we talked about throughout the spring. That was the only thing we wondered, who would be the long man in the pen. Well, Jesse Chavez would fit that bill out of the gate if he can return to form. He doesn't pitch well for anybody else. White Sox, Cubs, Rangers, doesn't matter. He comes back to the Braves and he looks like Superman. So we'll see if he can do it again back with the Braves. Okay, so I want to give you guys some season-long stat projections and some picks. Our friends at Prize Picks, who are our presenting sponsor again, you can go download the Prize Picks app. You can use my promo code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match up to $100 and make your season-long projections on the Braves. So let me go over a few of these. These are home run props for the Braves. Ronald Acuna is at 37.5. Matt Olson at 42.5. Austin Riley at 35.5. Marcel Ozuna at 29.5. And Ozzie Albies at 27.5. RBI, Matt Olson 109.5. Austin Riley 106.5. And Ronald Acuna 99.5. Now you can go see the full stat projection list, but I'm going to give you my favorites on this list right now, because I think I see the most value in some of these picks if you're looking to try to jump on these. For instance, Michael Harris. He is at 0.5 in multi-home run games, meaning if Michael has one multi-home run game this season, you're a winner. So I would go more on the 0.5. I'm going to go more on the 35.5 home runs on Austin Riley. I told you guys I think he pushes for the MVP. I think he goes north of 40 home runs. So give me Riley more than 35.5 home runs. Also, give me Austin Riley more than 106.5 RBIs. And then one more, Ozzie Albies' home runs are at 27.5. Give me more than that. Now, I have a few more that I like a lot. Max Fried's ERA for the season, projected by Prize Picks at 3.13. I'm going to go less. I think Max, in his final year with the Braves, before he hits free agency, is going to have a big year, extra motivation. I think he's going to be in the 2.6s, 2.7s. So go less on the Max Fried ERA. Raisel Iglesias is at 34.5 saves for the season, according to Prize Picks. I will go less. That's about the number, give or take, where Raisel would be. But A, you're hoping he stays healthy. There are enough games that he can close out, throw in the blown save, so I'll take less than that number. He'll be in the 28 to 32 range. Marcel Ozuna is at 29.5 home runs, according to Prize Picks. That's his season projection. I will go less. I know he hit 40 a year ago. There will be regression. Maybe it's 25 to 27, but go less. Ronald Acuna is at 99.5 RBIs for the season. I will go less. I am a little concerned about the bottom of the lineup with Jared Kelnick. At some points, Adam Duvall, Orlando Arcia, so I will take a little bit under. Maybe it's 95. Not a bad year, but 95 RBIs for Ronald. And one final number. Spencer Strider is at 9.5 season-long 10 strikeout games. So 10 strikeout games for Strider, the number is 9.5. I will go over. I think Spencer's going to have 12 to 15 double-digit strikeout games. So I love all of those. You can see all the stat projections up at Prize Picks. Get them in before Thursday when the season begins for your season-long opportunity again. Go download the Prize Picks app. Use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. All right, coming up, I don't think you can mock the Falcons for any of these choices. And that's kind of a nice change. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, let's talk about your home. It's important. Everything in your home, important. Things like insulation, something you don't think about probably until it's too late. Here's what I mean. Right now, it's March 26th, and you're like, it's not bad outside. It's cool. I want you to picture July 1st when it's 97 degrees with 90% humidity, and you're pumping out the air both downstairs and upstairs, but it's hotter upstairs for a reason. And you're thinking, well, the AC is working fine. You have an insulation problem. And my friends at USA Insulation will solve that problem. Ryan and his great team at USA Insulation will come out and do a free inspection and a free consultation for you. What they're going to determine is if you are squared away with your insulation or if you need them to go to work. Go to usainsulation.net. They will do the free inspection, free consultation, and if you need the insulation to be taken care of. USA Insulation is the only company that provides USA premium injection foam into your existing walls. So they'll do the job for you. I know for a fact I've saved a bunch of money month after month on my heating and cooling bills, and I love the way the home feels now that it's properly insulated. When you get them out, mention the Daily 10, this podcast, and Matt, they're going to take $800 off your insulation project just merely by mentioning Matt and the Daily 10. $800. Ask them about a $1,200 tax credit, and you're in to win with the great folks at USA Insulation. So we're less than a month now to the NFL draft. So mock season, boy, it's heating up. It's hot and heavy. So I wanted to take a look at a kind of a cross section of what the mockers think about the Falcons with under a month to go and what they might do in the first round of the draft. Now, keep in mind, this is entertainment. Who knows how this works between trades, one or two picks that go a different way. It's not like these are big boards. The difference in a lot of these NFL draft insiders with a big board. A big board's just ranking the best players regardless of position. Mocking a player trying to project where he's going to go is very difficult, but it's entertaining nonetheless. For instance, Josh Kendall at The Athletic says the Falcons will trade back from number 8 to number 13 with the Raiders. The Falcons with the 13th pick would take Toledo corner Quinnen Mitchell. In return, the Falcons would get the Raiders' second-round pick at number 44, meaning the Falcons would then have picks number 43 and 44 in the second round. How about NFL.com, who also has the Falcons trading back from 8 to number 11 with the Vikings? The Falcons would take Jared Verse, FSU edge rusher, and they would add a Vikings second-round pick to their stash. Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, has the Falcons taking Dallas Turner at 8. Chris Trapasso and Josh Edwards, both of CBS, have the Falcons taking Terrion Arnold, and Mel Kiper has the Falcons taking Dallas Turner. All those make perfect sense. I could see a trade back from 8 to 11 or 12 or 13. I really like that idea. It's easier said than done. But if there's a quarterback on the board, you know those teams might want to jump. That's when the premium gets a little bit more. You move back, you end up with a second-round pick and maybe a later pick or something in the future. You can really get your haul of picks to add to your collection and still get what you want. Let's say if it's an edge rusher, there's a realistic chance at 8, 10, 11, 12, Jared Verse will be there, for instance, or Dallas Turner could be there, or Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA. Like, those things are all in play. But if it's Dallas Turner, I could see it making sense. Terrion Arnold makes sense. Jared Verse makes sense. A trade, all of it could fit, and I can't mock any of it. And yes, I cannot even mock the idea of taking a wide receiver. I wouldn't do it. I would address defense, but there is an opportunity if the best player on the board somehow is there at 8, and that's Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze, they could just look at each other and say, we want to be overwhelming offensively and give Kirk Cousins all the weapons to try to outscore teams enough to cover up for a defense that will still have problems getting to the quarterback. We shall see. The draft is less than a month away. All right, Georgia and Georgia Tech should be feasting on some of these local products, but sadly, that's not the case. We'll tell you about that in a moment. First, though, I want to make sure you guys are taken care of, squared away with your home and car insurance. These are important things. This is when adulting really matters. If you're a homeowner or you own an automobile, you need home and car insurance. There are no ifs, ands, and buts. So that's when I read the headline from the Wall Street Journal that says, buying home and car insurance is becoming impossible. Yeah, well, that's a non-starter. We have to have it. With rates increasing faster than ever, it's so important that you guys are working with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group. Clayton Rhodes and his team, locally based, independently owned, they're going to make sure they get the best policy with the best coverage and save you guys the most money. And that's so important right now. Everything's so expensive. Your budget monthly goes up, up, and away. I'd like to see you guys save some money. Let the Rhodes Group shop your rates at no cost to you. If you go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff, that's the website. You'll see a page with my name on it. You'll fill out about 10 seconds worth of info. And in no time, the Rhodes Group will return to you 10 home and car insurance quotes at a minimum, maybe more, to guarantee you get the lowest rate, the best coverage, and the best policy. Again, go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. Or call them. They'll do the quotes over the phone. 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Now it's Tuesday, which means we're 48 hours away from the opening of Major League Baseball season. We're 48 hours away from the Sweet 16 firing back up. I hope you guys have the best spot to watch with all the games going on. You're going to want to watch at the best sports bar in the burbs. I'm talking about the Daily Draft. That's my go-to sports bar, downtown Woodstock, on Main Street. In the heart of all the bars and restaurants is the Daily Draft. If you live in Woodstock, sure, easy enough. Just as easy if you're coming from Roswell, 10, 15 minutes away, or Milton, or Alpharetta. If you're coming from the other side of Kennesaw or Canton, you're going to want to make the Daily Draft your destination. Hoops on one TV, baseball on another. Two stories of great views of all the games. Not to mention the biggest and best big screen in the burbs. I will challenge anybody on that one. Plus a craft beer bar and self-serve taps along the beer wall. Not to mention incredible menu, not Southern fried sports bar food. This is great options for everybody to enjoy. Check them out online at thedailydraft.net, or you can follow them on their Instagram or Facebook pages for all things Daily Draft. And I will see you guys there Thursday night. Matt is hosting trivia along with my buddy Dave Hubbard in the Trivia Zone for our monthly engagement at the Daily Draft. Come on by. We're giving away some baseball tickets to start the season to see the hometown team at Truist Park. So be there Thursday night, 7 to 9. Now that the Sweet 16 field is set, I think something's very clear if you're a fan of both Georgia or Georgia Tech and their basketball programs. They leave so much meat on the bone. Like, I'm looking at Clemson and NC State, two teams in the ACC that punched their ticket to the Sweet 16. What do Clemson and NC State have that Georgia Tech doesn't have? It's not a nicer arena. It's not a better recruiting base. It's not a better area. Metro Atlanta alone has enough players to field an NCAA tournament team, so that's not an issue. Go over to Georgia. What do Alabama and Tennessee, who are in the Sweet 16, what do they have that Georgia doesn't? The answer is nothing. You're talking about the state of Georgia's recruiting base, the resources that Georgia have, which are every bit as good as Alabama or Tennessee. It's not like they have better recruiting environments there. Georgia, to me, if you start looking at some of the best college basketball recruiting states, in other words, high school hotbeds, Texas, California, Florida, Georgia. You look at the amount of Georgia kids, Metro Atlanta kids, that end up in other places, and you think the same question we ask year after year: how do Georgia and Georgia Tech, the two biggest college basketball programs in the state, not land more of these kids? There is no reason that Georgia Tech could not be doing what Clemson and what NC State are doing right now. Same for Georgia. No reason that they can't be doing what Alabama and Tennessee are doing. Then I look at some of the other Sweet 16 teams and I see San Diego State and Iowa State. I see Houston and Marquette. Georgia and Georgia Tech should be in the tournament at a minimum consistently. Consistently in the tournament. And battling for Sweet 16s every now and again. The state of Georgia is bathed with phenomenal high school basketball talent, and the two biggest programs in our state need to figure out a way to close on more of these kids and not be sitting home every year in March watching everybody else, watching NC State and Clemson, Alabama and Tennessee, and plenty of other programs do something that seems realistic, make the NCAA tournament once in a while, and make a Sweet 16 run as well every once in a blue moon. We'll see if next year is any different for Damon Stoudemire or Mike White and their basketball teams. All right, if you guys would do me the favor of following or subscribing to this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods, it'll be waiting for you each and every morning at 10 a.m. across any podcast platform. Subscribe, and it's there in your feed at 10 a.m. I'll talk to you later this afternoon. I'll be on the radio at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here for the next edition of the Daily 10 tomorrow. We're all presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.